so busy with all the support you gave this city. And like I tell my team all the time, like Australian promo is my favorite to do because we can just talk like we're just, I don't know, normal people and friends. And
Yes.
we, you know, and also like Australian radio is like a lot looser than it is overseas, so we
Yes.
can say almost anything.
I wish I could shelter the boy I knew from the
Oh, how you doing, mate?
I'm so well, man. How are you? Look at this
Yeah.
fancy, look at this fancy painting you have in the background.
Oh, the what do they call it? The canvas.
Five panel
Yeah.
thing.
I did an interview. Who did I do an interview with the other day? And they thought it was actually a window, but it's not. Who was it? Who thought it was a window? Oh, I can't remember who it was.
Were they Australian or no?
Nah, overseas. Yeah.
That's fine. Wow, Australia is amazing.
I should have actually played along with that, right? And just gone, well, yeah, it is a window. That's
It's a window.
my,
It's my backyard. It's 5 o'clock all the time, sunset.
Exactly right. And there's a beer in the hand, the other hand, we're good to go. How's things, mate? Are you well? Are you been keeping busy, I see?
I am well, mate, and I'm so grateful for everything that's going on. Just finished my UK tour, put out
Yeah.
Hope Manic, just dropped a merch line last night. Things are good. Things are feeling like we're getting back to what it used to be,
I
which is
feel,
kind of
I
fun.
mean, all artists, they've had that not being able to tour moment during the past 2 years. But off the stage, have you still been as busy?
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah,
kind of good, kind of. I mean, not good. You're not live singing, but kind of good.
I mean, look, it's been great. I've been really fortunate to be busy this last year and a half, and I mean, you guys kept me so busy with all the support you gave this
City's
city.
gonna break my heart. She's always gonna break your heart.
I tell my team all the time, like Australian promo is my favorite to do because we can just talk like we're just, I don't know, normal people and friends. And
Yes.
we, you know, and also like Australian radio is like a lot looser than it is overseas, so we
Yes.
can say almost anything.
Mate, you can say anything you like. There's a thing called the edit button.
Exactly. But no, things have been really good. I've been writing a lot, working on various things and just trying to like, I don't know, keep busy like the rest of us. And now that we're entering somewhat of a new phase of the pandemic, it just, I don't know, being able to perform, things are looking pretty good.
Well, things are looking awesome here in Australia. I think we're all, I mean, we're still getting the cases, but I think we're coming to the end of just let's
Oh
move
yeah.
on and get with it now, which next year is going to be so good as far as live music. Speaking of live music, you said you had just wrapped up your UK tour, but did I hear right? You now live in the London. You don't live in the US anymore. Is that right?
I no I pay rent in the US,
Yeah.
and right now I'm in London.
Yeah.
I'm just, between London and LA, just living some fancy life. No, I came over here for like a songwriting trip in July, and it was supposed to be 5 weeks, and now it's October 21st, and
Okay. I'm not sure how you
so
went with maths, but that's not 5 weeks.
it's not 5 weeks. You are so right, mate. Man, no, I love it here. Labels here, people are, I don't know, I just love it. And I was like, you know what? I've spent the last 2 years in the States. It's been really intense. I spent the
Yeah.
last 10 years in the States, but it's been intense for the last couple of years. And I just wanted a new energy, a new vibe, and not being able to come home. Well, being able to come home wasn't an option. So I came to London and we've
Yeah.
done, I don't know, it's just, I love it here. It's awesome. It feels more like Australia. So.
I was literally going there. Does it feel like very chilled? I mean, because the US, I talk to a lot of artists, and they are in the US where it is full on, but I find UK is very chilled, a little bit like Australia. Is that the case though?
Yeah, I mean, like the UK, are you talking about as as per like
just chill, just in general, yeah. Just chill.
Yeah. I mean, like the culture's quite similar. Like pub culture is a thing here, and pub culture in the States isn't a thing. Like just going to the pub for a few with your mates instead of like going out to forget that you live in LA.
Yeah.
Like it's nice that it's a walking city. You can walk places and just little cafes and like the culture and people. Like the other thing is in the States, I feel like there's a lot of conversation that is basically like you meet someone, you immediately identify yourself as to what you do.
Yeah, right.
And here it's not really like that. Here it's like you get to know each other and like what you do is like a part of it, but it's not the whole thing. So
right, okay. So yeah. So kind of like the UK version, but Australia, really.
Yeah. People are funny, like the sense of humor is dry as hell. It's great.
We'll talk about this new single Hopeless Romantic very soon, but you're songwriting at the moment, mate. What's inspiring you at the moment? What are we writing about?
You know, lots of stuff. I feel like during the pandemic, the only thing anyone wanted to talk about was the pandemic, and so I didn't want to write any songs about that. But
so many people are writing about the pandemic, though.
It's because it's the only thing that we've experienced, and we're all still figuring out like the trauma of it and the shock of it. And I feel like it'd be really interesting to see what like this generation, like the world, is in like 5 years, and see what we're all going through. But it's, you know, it's kind of expanding on this hopeless romantic world of like this thing I do where I basically set myself up for failure in dreaming of like these things that are like way bigger than what reality is. And then when they actually happen, I'm kind of disappointed by it. It's a real problem. I like definitely need to like work on myself and get my therapist on it. But
why do you feel like that though? Like is in the, are you aiming too high that you think you can't do it?
No, I think it's honestly, it's been the pandemic. It's that I think for everyone, it's like, oh, we all had these, like these lives, like we had months of plans and it all got taken away. And it's this new experience. And so I'm just trying to like get my fingers stuck into terrible expression. Get my arms around this new reality and like embrace it and accept it for what it is. But I've always been like that. You know, I'm a dreamer. I am a hopeless romantic. Yeah. I go above and beyond. I always bite off more than I can chew. It's like when you're ordering food and you're like, oh, I have that. Oh, I have that as well. Oh, that looks good. And then it comes and you're like, wow, my eyes are way bigger than my stomach. And that is hopeless romantic in a nutshell.
It's romantic. Can you imagine looking for love in somewhere?
So anyway, the music, I've been writing is just like, it's a lot of like my relationship, but there are like my relationship with myself. But there are, I will say, like a few like just straight up happy love songs. We haven't got there yet. We haven't got there, but there are some like songs that are on the happier side. So
if you're writing the romantic songs, why do we have a hopeless romantic?
Because no one wants to hear about a happy person. No one wants to hear about a happy person in love. That's not relatable at all.
I think this song's kind of about me. I mean, I'm a bloody hopeless romantic. Ladies, line up. It's not going to happen. Terrible.
I got you. You know, this song is for you then.
Yeah. I know that you're dropping a new single in January. Is that The Love or a whole nother?
Listen, Hopeless Romantic came out less than a week ago. We can't talk about what's coming next. We've got to focus on what's happening right now, Mikey.
I like how you get out of that because you can't say anything probably. That,
that's a year of promo.
Oh, but you know I love to talk about anything and everything. but it's in overall, mate, like with your music and stuff. Yes, the new single is out right now, but Are things on track for you, mate? Lucky, are you actually, you know, achieving your goals in what you wanted to do? I know you're saying about the benchmarks and all that, but are you beside yourself with your career overall? Because to be honest, man, like, you've absolutely nailed it. And just from seeing it from an outsider's view and hearing your music, and especially in Aussie, because I bloody love Aussie music and we need to support Aussies so much. Are you kind of chuffed? Are you kind of so excited how your career's gone?
Yeah, of course I am. I am beyond excited. I mean, you know, Sam from 5 years ago would knock the living hell out of Sam now for complaining about anything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm so stoked. I'm so grateful for everything that has happened. It's happened in such a bizarre way, and even though the pandemic happened and I couldn't tour, like, I still got to have these insane experiences that, you know, like, I was bullied really badly at school for even talking about the experiences that I'm now living out, like, you know, saying like, oh, like, one day I'm gonna be nominated for the Arias, or one day I'm gonna walk, like, one day I'm gonna be rubbing shoulders with whoever, and I used to literally get laughed at. So
yeah, I am that really feeling.
Yeah, like, I'm really proud of myself. I'm really proud of the team that I have. It takes a bloody village. It takes more than a village. It takes a whole bloody universe to make this stuff happen. And you know, yeah, I am very, very happy with everything that's gone on around me. I'm just my own worst enemy, honestly. I'm just trying to, like, stop myself from self-sabotaging anything. And I think it's because I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of just, like, kind of shit things in this industry, but I love it. I love what I do so much, and I love the fans, and I love being able to play music. And, you know, I was bullied a lot for my just being who I am and my personality. And, you know, I'm a pretty flamboyant guy. I'm very out there. I put myself out there. I trust easily. And so I've tried to, you know, growing up, I was like, oh, constantly having to think, like, I've got to change myself. I've got to change myself. People don't like me. People don't like me. And I've grown up and realized, like, no, you're great. Like, you're fabulous and wonderful, and just, like, enjoy your personality. And when it comes to my songs, my songwriting, that is unapologetically me, and I'm vulnerable, I'm emotional, and it's being embraced, and it makes me love myself, but it makes me love the public and the people out there, and especially in Australia. And I can't wait to come home, because you guys have supported me like none other. And I honestly, you know, I left Australia when I was 18, not for music reasons, for personal reasons, and to have you guys kind of welcome me back with open arms has just been so overwhelming. And I am very stoked with everything I've achieved. But,
well, mate, you should be so proud, because, you know, what we're hearing on the radio, we can enjoy it so much, even from this city, to what other people say with Demi, and to even Hopeless Romantic, man. Like, honestly, man, like, from someone who loves music, and especially Australian music, it's a bloody rip, man. Like, it really is.
Thank you, bro.
Now we want to talk about the Arias quickly. How freaking cool is this? But this is very cool. But are you able to come home? Like, are you able to be here?
That's the plan. That is the plan. Like, I found out last night, obviously, like everyone else. I had taken a sleeping pill, and I was half awake, and I got the text, and I was like, what? And I don't know. I knew the nominations were coming out, but I didn't expect, I don't know. Who expects to be nominated for an Aria? As soon as we found out, I was like, can I come home? Like, do I get to come home and do this? So the plan is to come home. That's the goal. And so fingers, everything is crossed.
Hopefully you can. I mean, the finalists in the Song of the Year, like, I Good luck, whoever makes these decisions. Good luck. Like, it's madness. Were you able to tell Demi, or is someone else told Demi that?
Oh yeah.
Were you personally able to do that?
Yeah. I sent a text and they said, "Oh my god, that's amazing." And I was like, "Yeah," because it's Demi's first nomination at the ARIAs.
I thought she was up for an international.
Lots of exclamation marks.
Oh,
lots of,
so good.
Yeah, so it's just kind of, you know, it's mental. Yeah, no, this is their first nomination.
Oh, so unbelievable, man. Like, so, so good. Now, apart from hopefully coming home for the Yaris, which, I hope so. Next year, man, are we actually going to see you back in Oz to, you know, us? Like, come home. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hell yeah, absolutely. As soon as, if I'm not able to come home in November for the Arias, which I will be so sad. I nearly said something terrible there.
there's the next song. Didn't make the Arias. Screw you, Australian government.
I will 1,000% be home next year. I will tour. I will hang out as much as possible. I will be in amongst it. We will hang in person.
Yes. Yeah, we were having a beer in Brisbane. We need to do that.
That's it. I'll be there. Wherever anyone wants me, I will be. As long as I'm in Australia, we're good.
Yeah. Oh, so good, man. Well, as always, awesome to catch up, mate. Loving the new single. All the details and check out Hopeless Romantic at random30.com.au. Sam Fisher, thanks so much, man.
Cheers, brother. I always appreciate it, mate.